This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tim Bowring is the Director of Development for the Greater Charlottesville Habitat for Humanity. He's also in studio with us. And, Tim, we were talking before we went on the air about how the sponsorship, I was just asking, I didn't know it was that common for a company or just one individual to actually sponsor an individual home with Habitat for Humanity. But you were saying that that actually is pretty common.
Yes, it is. It's very common for a company out there to get together or a group of folks to get together or sometimes even kids. We have kids in high schools who have raised the $50,000. You can imagine how many cookies it takes to sell, how many cookie sales you have to raise 50 grand, but they've done it. And companies, kids, and all kinds of people raising that kind of money, baseline $50,000 to build a Habitat home. That covers land purchase and preparation of the land and some of the materials, and then the organization raises the rest of the money for that, which usually comes to about $120,000 for a house. And the reason it's so cheap is because of folks like this sitting around the table here with us who are willing to volunteer and make that cost affordable and make those houses affordable for the folks who move into them.
And affordable housing is certainly something that's on everybody's minds recently with the market that we've seen. And, you know, you have men and women who serve this community as school teachers and firemen and rescue people and nurses, and they can't afford to live in the community they serve.
I mean, it's shocking, but it's true. I mean, you've got do you want your child's teacher living 40, 50 miles away? And that's essentially, you know, exactly what's happening right now in the Charlottesville community.
Carol, tell us a little bit about where the house is and a little bit about what went on today, the very first day out there.
It's on Rock Creek Road. It's just, what would you say, I'm trying to think whether it's a little east of Fifeville. And we are joining forces. It's actually a two-family home. In other words, it's a duplex. And we are joining forces with Women Build, who are working, we're working as a team with them. It was an interesting day. We put up some lumber. We nailed some boards. We hauled a lot. You're talking about hauling bricks. There were some of us who got very muddy hauling a lot of things. Unfortunately, the site got a little extra concrete delivered or dumped on it, so we were breaking up concrete. It was a very interesting day. Lots of people doing lots of different things. So it's always a role for even the inexperienced with a hammer like myself.
Yeah, Montague Miller, of course, the first, I think it's certainly historic, the first real estate company in our community to fully sponsor a Habitat for Humanity home. And Tim, how old is Habitat for Humanity, and what's the organization like in our area in terms of like the number of homes per year that are created?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We're sort of rocketing this thing into the ozone because of the need. Last year we built 16 homes. This year it's going to be 18. We're working on Sunrise Trailer Park, which we bought.
Sure.
We're going to convert into mixed income housing. We're looking at purchasing Southwood Trailer Park and turning that into anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 units.
Wow.
We're doing a lot of things out there and working with a lot of different people.
Is this unique for the country? I mean, is this?
Yes.
I don't imagine every Habitat chapter is like ours.
Yeah, a lot of them are just sort of sleepy, wonderful kind of places where they build four or five houses a year. But this one, you know, we've got the gift of an amazing board and a wonderful staff, and there's a huge need here for affordable housing right now.
I also think there's a lot of dialogue around housing affordability in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And when the United Way did a survey a couple of years ago, it came out as the number one need. And there really wasn't, there's not a whole lot of mechanisms to do that. The Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors has its Workforce Housing Fund. There's Habitat. I think the dialogue and the rhetoric has raised a lot. People talk a lot about affordable housing. And Charlottesville is blessed with people who will give and who will support. So I think that's part of it too, Tim.
Exactly.
Steve, tell me what it's like to have people out there who may not ever even have been. You've got a lot of realtors who are pitching in on this. So certainly people who are familiar with new homes, but maybe not necessarily familiar with a home construction site. What's it like having people out there who are, you know, fired up and ready to help, but absolutely clueless about what they should be lifting or what they should be doing?
Well, the job supervisors are out there each day, so they're able to direct real quickly and take the volunteer support and put them to work, whether they quickly assemble their and see their skill sets and direct them, whether it be literally moving buckets of dirt to well, just more detailed work, skilled work. So
Stephen was one of the skilled people today. So he got to really do some fun things with a saw and a hammer. Then I was the one with the bucket of dirt.
Well, this is actually very exciting, and maybe you folks can come back a few weeks down the road and update us about this and let us know what's going on. We'd like to follow this project. I just think it's terrific, and I don't think enough good things can be said about Habitat for Humanity, the work that you do, or about any company like Montague Miller that steps forward to help make this happen in our community and do something very positive for a lot of people who really need it.
Thanks, Coy.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Tim Boehring, the Director of Development for Habitat for Humanity, Carol Clark and Percy Montague, and Steve Braden with Montague Miller, actually making it happen with a new habitat house in our community, and we will be following this story as we move forward.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.